Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Nora.
Hello, everyone. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利了。
这些奖品呢，都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料。而且你花钱也很难买到，坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或者用好我们的周边，你的英水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
我们今天要聊的话题还是挺沉重的。
因为我们今天要聊的呢是留学周。Most of you must have heard about his name several days ago.
Yeah, in a nutshell, he was sold by his parents as a baby and reportedly rejected by them after a recent reunion.And he took his own life in Hainan province.
刘学周在出生的时候就被父母抛弃了，再次找到亲生父母之后又被抛弃，然后1月24号他留下了遗书，永远的离开了人世。
是的，这里的词组 take his own life, own 就是自己的，把自己的生命拿走，所以说呢，这个表达的意思就是选择了自杀。 And he's only a 15-year-old teenager.
So sad. And his story has prompted an outpouring of sympathy. 他的故事啊，谁知道了都特别心疼。
Right, we all have great sympathy for him. 这里的 sympathy 指的就是心疼的意思。Outpouring, 这里面有一个 pour, 指的就是泼水的那个动作泼。So outpouring 就是一个名词，表示这种感情的喷涌。So an outpouring of sympathy means a great deal of this feeling.
但是啊，死亡不是终点，遗忘才是。Death is not the end of life. Forgetting is the end of life. 所以今天呢，就想和大家再聊一聊呢，留学周的故事，
来悼念悼念他。
嗯，
那今天的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, 刘学周 first came to national attention after he posted a video asking for help finding his biological family. 刘学周一开始获得关注啊，是因为他发了一条寻亲的视频，想要大家呢帮他找一找自己的亲生父母。
是的，亲生父母这里呢用到了一个表达 biological family. Biology 大家都知道是生物学的意思，那生物的形容词呢就是 biological.放在 family 或者 parent 前面就可以表示亲生的
Right. We also have an easier way of saying that. We can just say birth parents. 这个表达会更简单一点啊。Birth 表示出生的这个 birth. 所以 birth parents 也可以表示亲生父母。
Right. And according to media reports, Liu was sold by his biological parents in 2005 and was taken in by another family.
刘学周的父母还不仅仅是遗弃他，而是把他卖给了养父母。那这里对应的养父母呢，用这个词 adoptive parents。adopt 是动词，表示领养。adopt adopt means to take somebody else's child into your family. So we say adoptive parents.
However, 刘学周's adoptive parents died in an accident.And he spent most of his life with his grandparents and other relatives. 但是呢，养父母在刘学周四岁的时候因为意外就去世了，所以他的童年都是在各个亲戚家度过的。
Last year in December, after he started an online search, he managed to track down his birth parents.
Yeah,
track down 意思就是找到。去年12月啊，他还真的找到了自己的亲生父母。But they had divorced and both remarried.
Yeah, so he said on social media that it has been a happy reunion at first, but things took a turn after he told them that he wanted a home, a place to live, as he didn't have one of his own. 那这一次的相认呢，一点也不美好，因为刘学周是想要爸妈给他一个家能够住的地方，但是他的亲生父母都再婚了，也没有经济能力，不仅是拒绝了他，而且还把他拉黑了。
Right.His parents cut him off, and his mother even blocked him on WeChat. Cut off, 就是说断开联系 block somebody. 这个 block 本身有阻断、阻碍的意思，所以就是我们常说的拉黑啊。He was blocked on WeChat. 所以这就是第二次被亲生父母呢抛弃。
Yeah, you know, I can't help but thinking about the story Sun Haiyang. He spent millions fending his son and never give up in almost 20 years.
同样是父亲，我就想到另外一个故事，孙卓的爸爸孙海洋，十多年呢，从来没有放弃过找自己的小孩。但是刘学周的爸妈再次与儿子相认的时候，还是这么的冷血。他们当年卖掉自己的亲儿子，这冷血和残酷就可想而知了。
And during the whole time, 刘学周 went through a lot, and eventually said he would sue his birth parents for abandonment, saying in a post that he would see them in court.
是的。最后刘学周决定起诉他们遗弃罪，这里的遗弃抛弃就用到了一个动词 abandon.
He has been abandoned twice by his biologic parents.
像大家背单词表啊，第一个背的是不是都是这个 abandon? 然后这个词还没背完就真的放弃了。
是的，这个单词呢有三个音节，大家多跟我读几遍就记住了。Abandon, abandon, abandon. 然后呢名词就是 abandonment.
这里还有几个和打官司相关的表达，第一个是 sue, 就是起诉， court 是法庭的意思，所以他要和爸妈在法庭上见。
Yeah.
He decided to sue his parents and see them in court.
But it was because of the decision that he was cyberbullied, with many saying that he had only wanted a house from his parents and that he was trying to gain sympathy.
这也是压死骆驼的最后一根稻草啊，因为他说要起诉自己的爸妈嘛，就被很多人说他就是想要房子，他就是在卖惨博取同情，然后就被网暴了，网络暴力用到这个词 cyberbully.
Yeah, we all know the word bully. It means to frighten or hurt a weaker person, to use your strength or power to make somebody do something. Bully 就是指的霸凌，也可以做名词，就是表示恶霸了。那么 cyber 它做形容词呢，就是网络的，所以网暴就是结合起来 cyberbully. He was cyberbullied.
Or we can say he was attacked online.
他在网上被很多人攻击，那攻击也可以直接用 attack.
And you know, not just attack, there have also been people cursing him on social media.
Curse 就是诅咒，所以不仅是有人攻击他骂他，还有人诅咒他，说他怎么不去死这样的话。
Yeah, the cyberbullying he endured was too much to bear for an adult, let alone a child. Too much to bear 这个词呢指的就是忍受承受的意思，这些网暴对刘学周来说都太难承受了，而且他真的就只是一个15岁的孩子而已。
So just after midnight, he posted a long essay on Weibo in which he detailed the events of his life. And he also posted 7 sets of photos, each set with a letter that can be combined as one word, rebirth.
他最后呢是在微博上发表了一篇长文章，然后呢之前还发了7组照片，每一组照片前面呢都写了一个字母，连起来呢就是 rebirth. 这个单词呢就是代表的重生的含义。
re 就是前缀，表示再次 birth 是出生，所以就是重生啊。然后他选择就是 to end this life of his 结束这一生的生命来重生。
Yeah, I hope he would find a good family in his next life who will always protect him and love him.
有人说呢刘学周是伟大的，因为他身处黑暗，但是他没有选择黑暗，他不仅是抑制了内心的恶，还在努力地为他人创造善。那他最后自杀这个选择其实也是他最后一次啊对自己的人生信念和道德选择的坚持。
是的，只是他的坚持最后是这样方式的一个呈现啊，就还是有点可惜。那我只希望生活中再多一点善，多点明辨是非，多一些真心爱小孩的父母，不要再让悲剧发生了。
是的，那今天就和大家聊到这里啊。 If we have anything to share, leave your comments at the comment section.
对，那么最后呢再提醒一下大家，我们今天的所有内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Nora.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。